morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, October 21st. You'll be interested to know, 146 years ago, today in 1879, Thomas Edison successfully tested a practical incandescent light bulb that glowed steadily using a carbon filament and improved vacuum conditions. This achievement marked a major milestone in electric illumination, inspiring broad development of electric lighting systems and practical applications that transformed homes and industry. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Tuesday in Encinitas. This morning, it's looking clean with waves at 2 to 3+ feet. Conditions stay consistent through the morning, but by noon, they shifted choppy as the wind picks up to 7 miles per hour. Expect the swell to hold steady throughout the day, with winds remaining onshore. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 4-foot incoming high tide, when the south-southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 14 seconds, and the onshore wind is 2 mile per hour. The first high tide on Tuesday will be 5.5 feet at 9:15 a.m., followed by a 0-foot low tide at 4. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 66 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions start clean with 2 to 3 feet on Wednesday, but chop arrives by noon. Thursday brings fair conditions early with 2+ feet before a choppy afternoon. Friday sees smaller 1 to 2 foot waves, maintaining clean conditions in the morning, but gradually becomes choppy later. Overall, expect the best surf early in the period before conditions decline. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 64 degrees with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:09, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:01. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog before 11 a.m., then partly sunny skies with a high near 67, and a light west wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy conditions with a low around 61 and a gentle northwest wind. Looking ahead in the weather, Wednesday will be partly sunny with a high near 64 and a northwest breeze of 5 to 10 miles per hour. Thursday through Saturday, stay mostly to partly sunny with highs climbing into the mid to upper 60s and nights holding around 60 to 61. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, an artillery round exploded over Interstate 5 at Camp Pendleton, abruptly ending a live fire exercise intended to celebrate 250 years of the U.S. Marine Corps. Despite assurances from federal officials that all safety precautions were in place, California officials expressed concerns over the plan to fire high explosive rounds over the busy freeway. On Friday evening, without notifying state officials, Marines conducted a test run that resulted in a CHB cruiser being struck by shrapnel. Although no injuries were reported, the incident raised significant safety concerns regarding live munitions being fired over a freeway. Governor Gavin Newsom criticized the military's decision, stating it could have put lives at risk. Now on to sports. The Toronto Blue Jays are heading to their first World Series since 1993, powered by George Springer's go-ahead 3-run homer In Monday's 4-3 victory over the Seattle Mariners in Game 7 of the American League Championship Series. World Series Game 1 will take place on Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Springer's seventh-inning blast set off a frenzied celebration at Rogers Center. Toronto now advances to face the Los Angeles Dodgers after overcoming a challenging series. And in football, the Lions remain competitive in the National Football League's toughest division, following a decisive victory over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Baker Mayfield struggled against Detroit, completing just 228 yards with an interception in a 24-9 loss. With this win, the Lions improved their record to 5 wins and 2 losses, sitting in second place in the National Football Conference North Division, trailing the Green Bay Packers by mere percentage points. The division has seen a remarkable 16 victories so far, with no team below a 500 record. Detroit's continuity and offensive strength make them a formidable contender this season. In local sports, Albert Pujols is no longer a candidate to be the manager of the Los Angeles Angels after talks broke off, but he will interview for the San Diego Padres vacancy on Wednesday, sources told ESPN. Pujols, who is currently a special assistant for the Angels, has expressed strong interest in managing at the big league level for years. The Padres are one of 8 teams seeking a new manager after Mike Schilt announced his retirement. Pujols is held in high regard by impactful players Manny Machado and Fernando Tatis Jr. The Angels have granted permission to the Padres to interview Pujols, marking a significant step in his managerial aspirations. In top news, Gone in 7 minutes is how the Louvre heist unfolded. France's crown jewels are missing, stolen from the world's largest museum in a plot straight out of a film script. It took less than 7 minutes to pull off one of the world's most spectacular heists. A gang of brazen burglars targeted the Louvre in broad daylight and fled with priceless jewels. The theft occurred shortly after the museum opened on the first weekend of the All Saints' Day holiday. Alarms were triggered, but the thieves managed to steal 8 items of priceless heritage value. Investigation efforts are underway, with about 60 investigators involved. The Minister of Culture stated that organized crime appears to be involved. In business news, Wall Street is starting to get a little defensive as utilities, healthcare stocks, and consumer staples lead the S&P 500 this month. These sectors tend to perform well regardless of economic conditions, with electricity, drugs, and groceries always in demand. However, investors are pulling back from more sensitive sectors, like regional banks and airlines, raising concerns about potential weaknesses. The recent market turbulence, fueled by trade war rhetoric, has investors worried, while major stock indexes remain close to record highs. Analysts expect strong corporate earnings growth, but caution that a sluggish labor market may impact consumer spending. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 3% to $108,000. Ethereum is down 4% to just under $3,900. And XRP is down 1% to $2.43. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Your browser sends a lot of information with each website you visit, which can be used to track you across the internet. You are constantly leaving your fingerprint all over the internet with personal information you share voluntarily and involuntarily. Most targeted advertising uses fingerprinting instead of cookies, allowing advertisers to track your behavior online without needing unique identifiers. There are no laws banning browser fingerprinting, but companies must comply with privacy regulations if they create unique identifiers. To enhance privacy, consider using browsers like Brave or Firefox, which offer fingerprinting protections. Entertainment news. Many of this year's buzziest films are struggling to profit at the box office. For instance, The Smashing Machine experienced a 70% decline in its second weekend, generating $18.8 million. Similarly, Roofman debuted with only $8 million. Box office analyst Sean Robbins notes that these prestige-type films have not created enough excitement. Warner Brothers spend over $130 million on one battle after another, which is projected to lose $100 million. Despite the challenges, analysts hope studios will continue producing varied films to boost attendance. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and philosopher, Will Durant. And he said, "Education is a progressive discovery of our own ignorance." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.